AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. His fans called him Johnny Hockey. Police in New Jersey say Columbus Blue Jackets star Johnny Gaudreau and his younger brother were killed last night when they were hit by a suspected drunk driver while riding bicycles. They were back home in New Jersey for today's wedding of the Gaudreau brothers' sister. According to the criminal complaint obtained by the AP, the driver told a responding officer he had 5 or 6 beers prior to the accident and admitted to drinking alcohol while driving. He failed the field sobriety test. Ukraine says at least 2 people were killed in attacks on the city of Sumy.
Firefighters spray water into a burning structure, moving as fast as they can to extinguish the flames. Authorities say the building used for packaging products such as baby food, juices and household chemicals had caught fire in the attack. The blaze has since been contained. A 48-year-old woman had died in hospital due to her injuries, while the body of another man was recovered from under the rubble. Officials say a Russian barrage had targeted infrastructure in the city, near the border with Russia's Kursk region. I'm Charles DeLedesma.
NASA cut 2 astronauts from the next crew to make room for the return trip of 2 stuck astronauts at the International Space Station. NASA's Nick Hague and Russia's Alexander Gubanov will launch next month aboard a SpaceX rocket for the orbiting laboratory. The duo will return with Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore in February. NASA decided it's too risky for Williams and Wilmore to fly home in their Boeing Starliner capsule, which has been marred by thruster problems and helium leaks. Airports, highways, beaches, and theme parks are expected to be packed this weekend for Labor Day. After what's already been a record-breaking summer for air travel, the TSA is predicting its agents would screen more than 17 million people during the holiday period. This is AP News. The Teamsters Union filed lawsuits against back-to-work orders on behalf of workers at Canada's largest freight railroads.
The Teamsters Canada Rail Conference says it's filed appeals challenging the binding arbitration imposed on workers at Canadian National and CPKC. Labor leaders don't want to let a precedent stand that the government can block a strike from taking place, taking away union leverage. Last week, the 2 rail companies locked out their workers, but the government ordered them back on the job, fearing a severe economic impact from trains just sitting idle. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Norwegian king's eldest child, Princess Martha Louise, will marry American self-professed shaman Durek Verrett tomorrow. In 2022, the princess said she would no longer officially represent the Norwegian royal house in order to work closer with her fiancé. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.